the brutal power of nature, pounding the landscape and battering the infrastructure of northern Pakistan. Annual monsoon rains have now impacted on all of Pakistan's five provinces. Millions of people are affected. Now, into the second week of this catastrophe, the government still seems unable to react to the desperate calls for help. The Swat Valley bore the initial brunt of the onslaught. Downpours had been forecast, but never in the last century here has so much water fallen in such a short period of time. 48 hours of non-stop monsoon rain burst the riverbanks, sending torrents of water that obliterated everything in their path. Towns and villages across the country have been swept away. More than 4 million people have been displaced. 1,600 people have been killed so far, and that number rising as bodies are recovered from the rivers. It's an unprecedented disaster for which Pakistan is ill-prepared. It's Pakistan's military that takes the lead in the rescue operation. The priority has been to rebuild the destroyed infrastructure. Every single one of the dozens of bridges across the River Swat for a 150-kilometre stretch has been destroyed. And without the bridges, help can't get through.
Food is the biggest problem. I've been to Kalam. Everywhere I would go, and people would complain that it's a famine-like situation. The reason being that it's a cold area, so people store food for a certain period of time during winters. So they've already exhausted their available stocks.
And when there's no military or government support, locals like these in the village of Bahrain are rebuilding their bridges with their bare hands. With their only working clinic destroyed, this school is now a makeshift hospital. Dr. Mushtaq runs his rudimentary facility by himself. It's the only medical help left for the area's 170,000 survivors.
We started this clinic for the flood victims. I've seen 124 patients so far today, and on average I see 400 daily, and supplies are running out.
The town of Mingora was one of the first to raise the alarm, and as the water levels rose dramatically and bridges and riverbanks started to collapse, the residents knew they had to get out.
People fled their towns and villages en masse, looking for safer locations. With very little transport available, their troubled journey began on foot. It's now a scene repeated across much of the country. The Swat Valley was beginning to recover after 3 years of Taliban control. Now the residents must start rebuilding all over again, with so far little or no help from the government.